in a busy coffee shop in Norway. Two-sighted men sit at a table. They notice Harald entering the coffee shop, being led by his sign language interpreter, Torben. See that man there? He is deaf and blind. Harald and Torben sit at a table. It must be terrible. Yeah, he has no idea what anyone around him is doing or saying. Torben says something to Harald in sign language. The movie title, Harald Vik. Words appear like a blindfold over Harald's eyes. A deaf and blind man sees no limitations. Produced by Sverre Hansen. Torben brings cake and coffee for both of them. Harald and Torben converse in sign language. Torben moves Harald's hands to convey the words to him. They finish eating their cake. The two of them leave the coffee shop. In a suburban neighborhood,
Harald Vik lives alone in his three-room apartment at Eichholt Resource Center for the Deaf Blind. He can neither hear nor see. He is deaf-blind.
Harald lies sleeping in bed.
Despite his handicap, he lives a rich life.
He gets up and gets washed.
This film is his story.
He brushes his teeth. He walks to the kitchen and makes coffee. Harald and Torben have a conversation. The wall behind them shows Harald's artwork.
Harald was born in July 1943 in Yundal in Hardanger, Norway. Let's hear him tell his own story through his interpreter.
I was the youngest of seven siblings and was born deaf but could see. Two of my older sisters were also deaf. With three deaf children, our mother had to learn sign language.
A woman says something in sign language.
In a way, I was lucky to have sign language as my first language. I was born and grew up in this 400 square foot house. In addition to our family of nine, my grandmother, grandfather, my grandfather's brother, and a maid lived here. Altogether, a total of 13 people living in a small house. My childhood years were filled with fun and games.
Photos show young Harald riding a horse. Playing on a tree.
I started elementary school in the village when I was 7 years old, but the teacher didn't know sign language, so I had little contact with him and learned very little. When I was nine, I started at Skadalen School for the Hearing Impaired in Oslo. It was far away from the safety of home, and I felt alone and insecure, but received good care. Because of economic reasons, I only went home to visit during the major holidays. There were nine of us in the class, and we had a few small disagreements. But as the years went by, we became very close, lifelong friends.
Photos show the same students later in life.
After leaving school in Oslo in 1960, we were confirmed and felt like adults. We still keep in touch and have met several times. We've also traveled abroad together. After Oslo, I went to Stavanger to study to be a tailor at the Stavanger Vocational School. There were several programs there, including one for hairdressers, so we got free haircuts. Sometimes the hairdressers worked a bit too fast, and the results weren't all that good. After completing my training as a tailor, I went home and could show myself off in a new self-made suit to the delight of my parents.
A photo shows Harald in a tailored suit.
I wanted to go out into the world and use what I had learned. So I went to Oslo. I rented a room here while I looked for work. I sent applications, but received rejection after rejection, and there were some jobs that just weren't a good match. After 3 years, I got a job at Lauren Enterprises. It was a machine workshop, and I was not happy there. I spent my spare time on sports. Together with a group of deaf people, I did a lot of running in the summer and skiing in the winter. I eventually lost my vision. The process took a long time, but I can describe it as follows. First, my peripheral vision disappeared. I was left with a sort of tunnel vision, which became narrower and narrower, and eventually I was blind.
As his vision deteriorated, Harald felt isolated. To avoid depressive thoughts, he started to embroider. Some of his work now adorns the walls of his apartment. One day, he saw a picture of a tandem bike with two riders in the newspaper.
Harald continues to speak in sign language.
I read the article, an interview about a blind rider in the back and a pilot in front. The whole thing was organized by the Federation for the Blind Sports Department. I stopped by, showed them the picture, and told them that I would like to try riding the bike. They contacted the Ryan Bicycle Club, and one evening a young man came to my house. He had a tandem bike with him, and we rode around Oslo. It was an incredible experience for me.
Harald understood that being able to communicate was important and that he had to seize the opportunities that arose. In 1992, he read in Aftenposten's Braille edition about a computer course in Sweden and enrolled.
I thought that if I can learn this, I can get information from the web and not be so dependent on getting the paper delivered every day. I took the course and got a lot of good help. I was the first person in Norway to use a TTY Braille Note Taker Punctless connected to a computer. I use this equipment on a daily basis. I also use mobile phones and Punctless to keep in touch with friends and acquaintances.
Harald speaks in sign language. At the Federation for the Blind, I met Erling Stordal. He invited me to Beitostølen. Erling was blind and I was deaf. To communicate, we used a Braille machine.
The first time I participated in the Radarinet was in 1969. I got a cute girl as an assistant. Her name was Liv and she was from Sarpsborg. The Radarinet captivated me. There are participants with many different handicaps competing all together. I had the pleasure of meeting new people and came away with new friendships. In 2013, I received the Radarinet's 25-year plaque. 2014, I was awarded the Erling Stordal Honorary Award. Biathlon is my favorite sport. Hello. Hi, Eva.
Harald and his guide Ivar ski toward a biathlon shooting station. To find the target, we use sound. Ivar puts on headphones. And with a finger on my back, he tells me how to find the target. He presses on my back when I should shoot. Lights indicate that Harald hits the target. Harald and Ivar ski away from the shooting station.
Well, on a trip to Trondheim in 1979, I met Bente, and we married and moved to Eichholt together. It was a peaceful and safe place to live, and we had many good years together. But Bente fell ill and died. I felt alone and lonely and had some very hard days. My doctor advised me to exercise more and engage myself in things that I was interested in as a way of coming out of my loneliness and anxiety. I had this dream of going to America and running the New York Marathon, and then coming back and telling people about it.
Runners in wheelchairs race in the marathon.
The first New York Marathon I ran was in 1987, and things didn't go that well. But I met Greta Waitz there, who gave me some advice on how I should train. The following year, things went much better, and I finished the race 21 times.
Medals hang on the wall of his apartment.
Harald was often out bicycling, and he proudly shows us his bike. One day, Harald got the idea of riding the length of Norway through all of its 19 counties.
On July 5th, 2009, I got on my bike at Lindesnes, together with my pilot and handyman, Alf Wilhelmsen. Our plan was to do daily legs of 100 to 150 kilometers and to be on the North Cape Plateau on July 28th, my 66th birthday. And everything went as planned.
Alf Wilhelmsen, han har vært Haralds pilot
for mange år. Wilhelmsen has been Harald's pilot for many years. We ask him, how is it to bike with Harald? It's an incredibly nice experience. It's something that gives me joy, and he is a wonderful person to bicycle with. Are there special considerations you must take since Harald is deafblind? Before each intersection, I must be aware early of the traffic to know if there may be a red light or stopping at a roundabout so I can give Harald the signs, which plenty of time in advance. How do you communicate? I reach back and draw a circle on his hand for a roundabout. If we have to get off the bike, I keep holding his hand. If we have to stop, I rotate my hand so that he knows that he has to take his foot off the pedal. Stopping takes time, so we try to keep going. Where did the idea come from to bike the length of Norway? It was Harald who came to me with the idea, and we had 3 weeks from the time we started at Lindesnes until we had to be at Nordkapp. Harald's goal was to be there on his 66th birthday.
Harald's packing his suitcase today. He is going to Anchorage, Alaska to participate in Ski for Light 2014. Some special things wind up in his suitcase. This guy likes to show off his equipment.
The trip starts by plane from Gardermoen, a small stopover in Iceland, a change of planes in Seattle, and we're finally in Anchorage. I had a great week on the ski trails there, but on the day of the race, the weather was lousy, so the competition was somewhat shortened. My fan club showed up and gave me great support.
Because of his all-round interest in sports, Harold has many shoes, and we're not at all as organized as he would like. What he needs is a shoe cabinet. So, off to IKEA, where he found what he wanted. The cabinet came in a package, and two guys were called in to come and assemble it the same evening. But Harold is a handy guy, and takes on challenges whenever they come his way. When the installers came in the evening, the cabinet was already assembled.
Harold takes out a pair of bicycling shoes and makes a pedaling motion with them. On a ski trail.
Interpreters are Harold's eyes and ears. And when the government wanted to cut down on the number of hours an interpreter was available, Harold was angry.
If I can't live my life as I've been living, I do not want to live. I'd just as soon die. This is a very serious cause. I feel sad.
He wanted to fight for his rights. He went to Oslo and held an appeal in front of the parliament.
Dear deaf-blind people all over the country, I hope a change will come so that the deaf-blind can have guides available for leisure activities. Many deaf-blind people are isolated and want to get out of the house.
He also met with politicians, and after a while, things returned to the way they were before. He had won.
Harold speaks in sign language and smiles. From the bottom of my heart, I feel good for the support and help that I've gotten. Now I feel safe. Now I feel hungry, so it's time to go home and get a steak and some dessert with my coffee. In a supermarket.
Harold does everyday things like grocery shopping on his own, in cooperation with his interpreters.
They buy groceries. They discuss which kind of cake to get. At the checkout. In a bank.
He pays his bills in the bank and with a smile on his face. He always has some kind of humorous remark ready at hand.
The teller laughs too. Back in Harold's neighborhood. He runs with a guide.
Exercising is important. It gives me strength and makes me happy, and I get inner peace from using my body physically in both summer and winter.
On a ski trail. Harold and Ivar go uphill on skis. A letter indicates a dentist appointment. In the waiting room. In the chair. The dentist performs dental work. A logo reads, Bike for Peace.
Harold has traveled around the world on a bike to the organization Bike for Peace. He has biked from Norway to Rome and met Pope John Paul II. In 2006, he was awarded the King Silver Medal of Merit for his work and commitment for the deaf-blind.
Harold examines a tactile globe.
Geography is one of Harold's great interests. Using a Braille atlas and globe, he is able to envision his itinerary and the country he is going to visit.
With an image of the Earth in the background, text on the screen says, Harold has visited 20 of the states in the U.S., Canada, 26 countries in Europe, 9 countries in Asia, 5 countries in Africa, 3 countries in South America. Harold speaking in sign language. Today it is Friday and Ivar is coming. We often go swimming together. Ivar speaks. I met Harald in 1972. Since 1999, I've trained weekly with Harald. And I've traveled with him in Europe, Africa, and East Asia, riding bicycle and running marathons. What I am most surprised by is Harald's ability to live alone in his apartment. He has at all times a plan about what he wants to do in the future, and he never gives up. Recently, he was in a bicycle accident in America and was admitted to the hospital with a broken femur and a fracture in the other leg. After 3 days, he told the doctor that, in 2 months, he's going to New York to complete his 21st marathon race, but this time in a wheelchair. He also has a knack for attracting people. At Beitostølen this year, during the Ritterrenn, 4 ministers came to Harald to talk with him about his experiences and his plans. Traveling in Africa and Asia, we have visited schools for deaf and blind children. The children were attracted to Harald and connected with sign language. In Eldoret, Kenya, we visited a school for the deaf and stayed for 3 or 4 hours. The school principal said that Harald had become a role model for the kids. In a simple ceremony, Harald was appointed honorary principal of the school and awarded a diploma. Harald was very happy and had a big smile on his face.
My grandmother's brother, Ole Eid, immigrated to America at the end of the 1800s, and I have contact with his descendants. Kathy and Linda live in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I visited them several times. I call them my American sisters, and I'm their Norwegian older brother. They always show me places where I can see the development of the country, something I'm very interested in. I've also met the Nebraskan vice governor. We have something in common. We've both run marathons. He served Norwegian chocolate in honor of my visit. I've also visited Ole Eid's grave.
Back in Norway.
Every summer, Harald travels to Jøndul, where he grew up.
I always visit the church where I was baptized, my parents' gravesite. Walking along my childhood paths give me a sense of inner peace. I visit my brother and meet other people I know.
Harald speaks with sign language and his interpreter. He goes down to the seashore.
Much has changed since I was young, and I get information about it through my interpreter. I cannot hear or see, but I sense the smell of the sea and seaweed, remembering my childhood. I feel at home here.
He skips stones in the water. Credits. Idea and production, Sverre Hansen. Camera, Sverre Hansen, Torben Lurkos, Robert Skarsbak, Ivar Vigor. Screenplay, Sverre Hansen. Narrator, Shai Tim. Harald's voice, Rock Vortekemper. Photos from Vidar Gran, Kathy Berkmeyer, Torben Lurkos, Ivar Vigor, Jan Arendamen. Music, Emotion by Francis Lai. La Playa by Claude Chiari. La Première Pas by Claude Chiari. The Descent by Kevin MacLeod. Es Vivam Gitam by Zlatni Zvitovi. Run Amok by Kevin MacLeod. Produced 2014 to 2015 and copyrighted. Descriptive audio by Lou Lasher.